earlier on in the week and reports that a pause effectively has been put on a number of major roads projects. These projects, of course, right across the country, but one, of course, is the multi-million euro Farran 4 to Killarney, or Killarney to Farran 4 bypass of the on the N22. Both Councillor Niall Botty O'Callaghan and Councillor Brendan Cronin raised issues at yesterday's Killarney Municipal District meeting in relation to this, and both of those are with me on the line. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Gerard.
So, Niall, if I can start with you, you called for a delegation to be sent to Minister Eamon Ryan in relation to progress on the N22. What would that achieve, do you think?
We need to sit across the table and tell this man that this the N22 is a strategic economic corridor for our county from Tralee all the way to Cork. And with the new CAP 23 policy, it brings in a 51% decrease in emissions. You have to prove that. There's basically the TII and Kerry County Council are flummoxed. They don't know what to do. And also then they've reduced funding. So they give us 100,000. That's not going to progress any part of this project. We're at part one of a six-part project, and we have four designated corridors, and they're all sterilised right now. People can't do anything. And we've nowhere to go. There's no point talking to anybody else. There's the council, in fairness to the council, want to progress the project. TII want to progress the project. But it seems the minister has a serious stop on this. And I think we need to sit across the table and explain how important this economic corridor is to the county of Kerry. He doesn't want to listen. I don't know why there's no funding, and it's very, very disappointing. And you know, you were on about RTE there and all the wasted money. Look at all the wasted money on this project since 1995. There's so many. There was a route picked out, there was a corridor picked out, there were surveys done, and here we are back again to square one, nothing moving because they didn't give us the funding. The Kerry County Council are trying to get the funding, and 100,000 doesn't progress it, Gerry. It's very, very disappointing. And when you see the critical situation that we are in Killarney in relation to our traffic right now, it's a serious piece of infrastructure that has to be built. And this idea that you bring in a law there before Christmas that 51% of all future road projects have to show a 51% decrease in emissions. What about the fact that if you move all the traffic out of the town, does it not create a better lifestyle within the town? Mm. You know, I'm really disappointed with where we are with this. But you're on about wasted money, and we're all on about it for the last couple of weeks on wasted money and everything else. Are we going to go back now? We got this project to a point a couple of years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, and it was stalled and stopped and finished, and next thing we get it up and running again, and we spend so much money in stage one of this. We were supposed to get the route corridor last November after begging for it, and we're still into July and we still don't have the route corridor. It's very disappointing. So only way to do it is sit across from the man and tell him straight out.
Tell him what happens if he turns around and says, look, he's also dealing with a critical situation, and that is the situation with regards to the targets that we have to meet for climate change and reducing carbon. This Monday, just gone, was the hottest day ever recorded globally. That's according to data from the US National Center's Environmental Prediction. The average global temperature reached 17.01 degrees Celsius, that's 62 Fahrenheit, surpassing the August 2016 record of 16.9. There's a heat wave in the southern US, there's a heat wave in Africa, there's a heat wave in China at the moment. People are dying from it. It's more extreme than we've seen, and we know how we need to stop it. What happens if he says that to you, Niall, when you say, look, I need this road built in Killarney?
But Gerry, it's very easy to say that, and it's very good to use that as an example. But at the end of the day, do you want the person sitting in the car burning emissions for 20 minutes or 25 minutes in traffic in the middle of a town with loads of people living? Or would you prefer somebody getting from A to B in 5 minutes and burning 5 minutes worth of emissions? That's the difference.
What he'd prefer is to take 20 or 30 cars off the road and put those people into buses or trains. That's why he wants to spend two-thirds of the money on public transport and only one-third on roads.
But sure, but this is the point. We live in rural Ireland. I know people are going to say, oh, we have a bus service. We don't. It's getting there. It's not even adequate right now. So for somebody to say, yeah, we have a bus service, we have a train service, we don't. So how do we get around here? We get around in cars. And yes, within the town and on the edges of the town, we're all for the cycling and easy transport and getting to places by using sustainable methods. But you're 15, 20, 30 years away from that. And at the moment, you're happy to let people fit.
Again, the argument would be, and it's just for the country, they want to be three or 4 years away from that, not 15, 30, 20 years. They want to be radical when it comes to that. Stay with me. We're going to talk. We'll put another point to you. But Brendan Cronin, I want to talk to you. Your key thing here, as well as I imagine as the wider point that Niall is making, is that the sterilisation of the parcels of land along the different routes is a killer at the moment, and that the CII need to pick a route. Is that right?
Absolutely, Gerry, and I share the sentiments expressed there by Niall, as do the other members, because it's continuously on our agenda. But let's take a picture backwards. For over 23 years now, land holdings from Farm 4, East Ballyhare, all the way out to Kilcommon, Tiernabowl, out to Lissavigain, and across in Muckross, have all been, because they're in these route corridors, these identified route corridors. In other words, there's constant worry because you don't know what is going to be the case. Where is it going to be defined? Is your farm going to be split? Is it going to be in front or behind your home? And these are extremely worrying issues for families and for members of the public out there. And what as has been said, currently the TIA have four route corridors identified. But we kind of, as we said inside at our meeting yesterday, it's kind of accepted that the TII know they're identified and they have their preferred route. But they were to make that public to us, but didn't. And that's what an awful lot of people are looking for, because when the preferred route is identified, well, then the other three, the burden is freed from them, you know. But like, to put this, just to give you an idea as well, in 2018, we'll just take the Killarney bypass, that's currently from Cleaney roundabout to Daly's roundabout, 18,000 vehicles on a daily basis. The recent 2023 traffic count, 21,000 vehicles.
Yeah. It's no longer a bypass, really. It's an inner relief road, is effectively it is.
And like, to be honest with you, and with the greatest respect to Minister Ryan, and these targets, one must be practical too. The evidence is there since 1995 that this was a key connectivity route between Kerry and Cork. That's a fact of life. That's there, that's written down black and white since 1995. And like, for industry, for the haulage industry, for business, for tourism, all the evidence is stacked up there. But he come along, because this is what we're getting, is like yourselves during media reports. And like, is Minister Ryan Minister for Transport and leader of the Green Party, but is he Minister for Transport for all of the country or just for urban areas? Because we live in rural Ireland, we live in rural Kerry, and we are crying out for this critical infrastructure from Farnborough to Lissavigain with 23 or 24 years. And we are in another situation, and bear this in mind, we are very close now to the Macroom bypass, which is most welcome and a beautiful job that's open. But when that's fully open, the volume of traffic that will be coming from, please God, coming from Cork to us from that site will be coming at a very a lot quicker rate.
It will indeed.
The biggest car park in Ireland from Lissavigain.
So you don't buy the argument that the idea should be, as well as building and finishing off the Macroom bypass, that you get less cars to travel on it, more buses, more people to opt for the trains, more people to opt out of it, in order that you don't end up with everybody in their car stuck in traffic. And you don't put money in that direction, significant money in that direction, to radically change the way we travel. You just think that's not going to work here, somewhere else maybe, but not here.
The facilities, the infrastructure, it's grand in the urban areas. You have the Lewis, you have continuous every couple of minutes bus services, and that's okay. In an urban scenario, that works. But we're as Niall said, we're 20, 30, 40. There's been no investment. And what is happening?
But that's the argument, Brendan. The argument is they are investing now. They've made the 2-to-1. For every €2, every €1 spent on roads, there'll be 2 spent on public transport. There's just a small example. On Monday morning, a new route operates in South Kerry through the rural bus links that goes from Kenmare, Killarney, Bantry, Skibbereen, all around the Iveragh Peninsula. Route 281 will operate 4 return trips Monday to Sunday. That's what Eamon Ryan is pointing out, saying that's where I'm putting my money to get people out of cars choking up the roads and into buses. To do their daily business.
That will not. The bottom line. Are you trying to tell me, so that that?
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to tell you anything. It's Eamon Ryan is trying to tell you.
Right. We'll put it this way. So, is Eamon Ryan trying to tell us all in Killarney, in the municipal district here, that this bus service that he's putting in place is going to deal with the 21,000 cars that's going through Killarney bypass every day? It will not. It will not. Not in 10 or 15 or 20 years. We won't be up to that level here in this part of the country. And we're choked. It's going to be a hugely detrimental thing if this isn't sorted out and charity isn't given in it for Killarney, because it'll be a huge traffic car park. People choked in traffic all the way from Farm 14 and the vice versa then coming from the Listavingi and the Cork side in.
Yeah.
It is there. The evidence is stacked up there, and it's time the general public and the proposal to go to meet the minister, hopefully we get that chance. But the public out there need to know, is he backing our road or is he opposing it? Because like that, there's a council election coming up, and the Green Party want to get elected to Kerry County Council. But we need to know what they stand for, and are they opposed or supporting our request? The evidence is there since 1995, and it is extremely frustrating to be in the position we're in.
Okay, Niall O'Callaghan, can I ask you, if you get this meeting, you feel you'll be able to trash out these issues with the minister and get some answers from him as to what Brendan was just talking about there? Does he back the road or does he not? Or what's his vision for public transport in and around Killarney to solve the problem if there is going to be this hold up on the road?
Yeah, Gerry, yeah. Because at the end of the day, I live in the best town in the world. I always say that. And I live in the best county in the world. There's nothing like it. So I'm going to fight every tooth and nail to keep it as the best county and the best town. And as Brendan, the mayor of Killarney, just said, you know, with 22,000 cars going across that road every day, that bypass was a bypass built in the town and finished in the town when it was built. It should have been built further out, yeah, fine, but that's years ago. Now we have to deal with what we have to deal with. And we want, come here, Killarney has been very progressive. We want sustainable travel. We want cycle routes in the town. We passed loads of plans there a couple of years ago. We're still waiting for funding. You know, as Brendan will tell you, we are progressive and we want to be progressive, but we also know that the need for a bypass, or it's not even a bypass, it's an economic corridor from Tralee to Cork. And if we look at the Tralee to Farm 4 road is good, and then from Minish all the way to Cork is good, and that section has to be dealt with. And we have to progress as a town, and we want to be a sustainable town, and we work hard on a lot of sustainable issues in terms of getting around and transport. But there's sometimes you have to say, yeah, we need this to free up the middle of the town. You know, from tomorrow at 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, the bypass in Killarney is nearly at a standstill, you know?
Yeah,
and
okay.
That's not good, because people want to get down to South Kerry. It's a corridor for South Kerry as well. They want to get
for tourism and for all that. Okay, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there, gentlemen. My thanks to both Niall Batty O'Callaghan, Councillor Niall Batty O'Callaghan, and Councillor Brendan Cronin, Mayor of Killarney.